And in chapter 28 of Acts, in verse 7, the neighborhood of that place, there were lands belonging to the chief man of the island named Publius. And he received us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery. And Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hands on him, healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. Not only Jesus does this, the followers of Jesus do this. They also honored us greatly, and when we were about to set sail, they put on board whatever we needed, says Luke. And then there's navigational details and diary entries and on and on. And then in verse 14, you see that line, and so we came to Rome. And that's the story of Paul from hearing from God to getting there, arriving at Rome. Through shipwrecks and death threats, several court hearings, testimony, and there he is in Rome. Isn't that good news? Does God get you there? He does. Is the book of Acts useful to remind us that God gets you there? It is. And does the Holy Spirit speak to the believer? He does. And can you know the will of God? You can if you seek, if you ask, if you knock. You can. You will. You need to succeed. And we all know that there's madmen who say, I think this and it's God follow me. And we have insurance against those people. We have each other. We have the gathered church to go, this is pretty much where we've been heading. Here's new information. Yes, no, yes, maybe. Well, maybe means wait. Yes means go. And no means no. And so, add on, adjust, or hold course and say, that's outside of this. Bless you. Maybe what you're doing fits somewhere else. Maybe it's for another time. Maybe it's in another way. But that's what the church meeting is about in the guidance of this fellowship. You should be a part of it. You should be there. As a member, be there. As someone considering membership, be there. As an onlooker, participate as you are able. There's no secrets. It's a public charity. You can look at financials online. You can hear the decision process here. And then I think the only thing that isn't open to everybody is admitting a new member. Only members will recognize Christians and admit them as new members. And that's not elitist. That's just making sure only Christians run the church of God. That makes sense. That makes sense. Do you have a chapter 16 in your Gospel of Mark in your Bibles? Why don't you check and see if it's there? So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? Acts, and then John, and then Luke, and then Mark. So it's just that many pages to the left. It's a funny thing, chapter 16, because the English Standard Version will give you brackets around a portion of it. And other Bibles just give it to you. I haven't come across a Bible yet that just disappeared verses. You do have missing verses that just seem to not show up. The number goes from 27 to 29 in a couple of places, you know. But when you look at Mark in chapter 16 at verse 14, you hear Jesus speaking to people. And afterwards, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. So people reflecting, I've heard from God. God says, we're met by the leaders of the church who said, that doesn't sound very believable. Jesus risen from the dead? No. And the scripture here says that Jesus rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. And he said to them in verse 15, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. We see these things in Luke's record of history in the book of Acts. And we've come to a point in the story where that's exactly what's happened. They are in Rome. They've gotten there. And all the miracles that Jesus said would happen have been exemplified through the book of Acts. It's all true. The words of Jesus should not be drawn out of your Bible. They were in there for hundreds of years until people thought better and wondered aloud about whether or not it should be there. Don't settle for a modern scholarship that is editing the scripture for you. The majority of texts in the world contain those verses that we just read. The book of Acts, as it unfolds, it tells a story that affirms the truth of those claims. You have a Bible that tells you truth about God that you can know. And look at Acts chapter 28, verse 17. There in Rome, after 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews. And when they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. Though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and to speak with you, since it's because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain." The hope of Israel being the Messiah. And they said to him, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are. For with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." That's a memory verse on your bulletin. Does it seem memorable to you? Look at verse 22 again. The subject of testimony, the subject of bearing witness. "We desire to hear from you what your views are. For with regard to this sect," which I propose to you is the way, is Christianity itself. "With regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." Are you, Alva, are you different than those people back in the day? Is your belief, is it more than a sect that is spoken against everywhere? Because my understanding about the church in this world is that it's a minority endeavor. I know that there's millions and billions of people who say, "I'm a Christian." But I'm looking at the church on the ground and I'm seeing thin. I'm looking at the membership of churches in Scotland and I'm seeing small. I'm looking at the government in Scotland and that they're saying less and less and less if you say you're Christian, so maybe we don't have to acknowledge it as much. But I'll tell you what, if you're 20% of the population, the government is still desperately concerned with your opinion and your input. Because that's an election swayed this way or that way. Not that Christians all vote in the same way. When they had appointed a day for him in verse 23, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. And look at that. From morning till evening, he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. Right? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the law of Moses, and the prophets, everything else. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. Here's the statement. Hear this good. the Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, and he's going to quote Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers, go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. You will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull. And with their ears, they can barely hear, and their eyes, they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. That's what Paul said in Acts chapter 28.